I am going to be speaking very, very shortly on defining godly character. Defining godly character. And our objective tonight, or this morning, is understanding what godly character is all about. I'm sure you remember that we are taking charge this month on the wings of character. Acts chapter 24 and in verse 16. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience that is void of offense toward God and toward men. Paul the Apostle speaking. When you talk about character, it means different things to different people. For some, character means living by a set of rules or regulations. To some others, it's about good upbringing. But I want to give five definitions of character. Let it remain with you. What is character about? See, there are certain understandings that make character effortless. Certain things you just need to understand. And then walking in character becomes effortless. What is character? Number one, character, that is godly character, is possessing a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards men. Possessing a conscience is possessing a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards men, according to Acts 24 and verse 16. You live in such a way that your conscience is clear, both before God and before men. I am not living in a way to offend God or in a way to offend man. It gives you effortless godly character. Is a function. Godly character is a function of possessing a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards men. Number two, character is a function of living in the fear of God. Living in the fear of God. That healthy fear of God that causes people to depart from evil. Its character is the function of living in the fear of God. Job chapter 1 and in verse 1. The Bible talked about a man. There was a man in the land of Oz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. He feared God. That was the what made Job a man of character. In Genesis 42 verse 18, we saw the life of Joseph, where Joseph said unto them, the third day, this do and live, for I fear God. The character of Joseph was a function of the fear of God. In Proverbs chapter 8 and in verse 13, the Bible said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogancy, and the evil way, the froward mouth do I hate. So character is the function first of possessing a conscience that is void of offense towards God and towards men, which means people without character don't have a conscience that is void of offense towards God and man. Secondly, that character is a function of living in the fear of God. And the fear of God is to hate evil, is to depart from evil. The meaning of that is, people of no character have no fear of God. You see, one man recounted his experience in the kidnapper's camp. And the kidnapper was telling him, he said, look, me, I know they fear God. That is what makes that devil a devil. Me, I know they even fear God. Character is a function of possessing that healthy fear of God. Number three, character is a function of living the life of love for both God and man. The life of love for both God and man. Loving God and loving man means you don't deliberately, intentionally hurt whom you love. You don't deliberately and you don't intentionally hate whom you love. You love God so you won't deliberately, intentionally hurt him. You love people so you won't deliberately and intentionally hurt people. Romans chapter 3, verse 8 to verse 10. The Bible said, did I say 3? Romans 13, 8 to 10. He said, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Love worketh no ill, you don't hurt your neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Galatians chapter 5 and in verse 14, the Bible says, speaking there, he said, for all the law is fulfilled in this one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Show me a man who is a lover of God. I will show you a person of good character. He's a good husband. Show me a person who is a lover of people. A lover of people. I will show you someone who is of godly character. It's a function of living that life of love for both God and man. Number four, character, that is godly character, is a function of living the life that is guided by the principles of the Word of God. Living the life that is guided by the principles of the Word of God. When a man lives a life that is guided by the principles of the word, we say that that man or that person is living in godly character. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Living that life guided. Psalm 119 verse 9 and in verse 11. He said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? He said, by taking it thereto according to thy word. Verse 11 said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you. Allowing the word of God to guide your steps. Allowing the word of God to guide your life. Makes you live a life of character effortlessly. People of no character have no value for the book. Killers, thieves, ungodly lifestyles of all sorts. No value for the principles of the book. Character is a function of living the life that is guided by the principles of the word of God. D.L. Moody said, sin will keep you from this book, and the book will keep you from sin. Character is a function of living the life that is guided. Number five, character is a function, is the function of living with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. It is the function of living with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. It is knowing that earthly actions have eternal outcomes. Earthly actions have eternal outcomes or eternal consequences. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 14. Ecclesiastes 12. He said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Earth's actions have eternal consequences. What have we said is character? Number one, that character is a function of possessing a conscience that is void of offense. I don't want my conscience to blame me against God or against man, towards God and towards man. Second, that character is a function of living in the fear of God. Your life is robed with the fear of God. And thirdly, that character is the function of living the life of love for both God and man. You don't hurt whom you love. And number four, that character is a function of living that life that is guided by the principles of the Word of God. And number five, that character is the function of living with the consciousness of the eternal consequences of life's actions. It is knowing that earthly actions have eternal outcomes, that how I live on earth affects where I will be. What is my counsel this morning? Number one, embrace godly character for a successful earthly life and a glorious eternal destiny. Embrace godly character for a successful life, a successful earthly life, and a glorious eternal destiny. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 27, a successful earthly life, a glorious eternal destiny. Revelation 21, 27, he said, and there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they that are written in the Lamb's book of life. Nothing that works abomination shall enter. For a successful earthly life and a glorious eternal destiny embrace godly character. Number two, stay close to the two things that enhance godly character. Stay close to the two things that enhance godly character. And what are the two things? A, the presence and the person of God. The presence and the person of God. Stay close to the two things that enhance godly character. The first of it is the presence and the person of God. Psalm 17 verse 15. Psalm 17 verse 15 said, he said, Psalm 17 verse 15, as for me, I will behold your face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. To look at him is to look like him. To stay with him is to become like him. To stay around with God is to become like him. Hallelujah. Two things that will help us uphold character that is godly, number one, is the presence and the person of God. Number two is the word of God. B is the word of God. Psalm 1, verse 1 to verse 3, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, but whatsoever he doeth prosper. I'd like you to take note of verse 1. Blessed is he that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the way of sinners, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Why? His delight is in the law of the Lord. That is what is making him not to hang around sinners. That is what is making him not to sit in the seat of the scornful. That is not what is making him not to walk in the way of the ungodly. His delight is in the law of the Lord. If you are passionately in love with that word, there is no sinner that will be a comfortable friend around your life. If you are passionately in love with that word, I believe it is a new day for somebody. I believe grace to live in godly character is released right now. Lift up your right hand everywhere you are this morning and say after me and say, Father, say it louder, say, Father, I receive the grace to live the life of godly character in the name of Jesus. Lift it high up and say, Father, I receive the grace to live that life of godly character in the name of Jesus. I receive total deliverance from ungodliness in the name of Jesus. Mashatoka. Open your mouth and pray for 1 minute. I receive the grace to live in godly character. I receive that grace. Can we stand up on our feet 1 minute? I receive the grace. I receive the grace. Lift your hands and speak to God. I receive the grace to live in godly character. And I receive deliverance from ungodliness. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive the grace. I receive the grace to live in godly character. And I receive deliverance from ungodliness of character. I receive the grace to live with godly character. I receive complete deliverance from ungodliness of character. In the name of Jesus, lift up your 2 hands. The Bible said, thy people shall be willing in the day of your power. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
we ask for a baptism of willingness, the baptism of zeal upon the assembly, willingness to live for you, willingness to do the right thing, zeal to serve you. Father, as a church, as a people, we receive the baptism of willingness, the zeal to serve you in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. The baptism of willingness, the zeal to serve you. In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are. You are here in this service this morning in need of surrender to Jesus. I've heard about godly character. And you are saying, Pastor, I've been touched by that word. I need to make my ways right with Jesus. I need my sins forgiven. I need today to mark a new day. I need Jesus to be Lord over my life. Place your hand on your chest and pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I receive forgiveness and mercy where I have erred. Forgive me, Lord. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Jesus. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name, amen.